You're listening to the SEO Mindset Podcast. Now, we are not your typical how to do SEO podcast. No, we are not. With the help of our guests, we cover those all important topics around career development, personal growth, and mental health for those working in the SEO industry. You got to be working on your own internal algorithm. Like what we did there. So if you like the sound of our podcast and you think this is a bit of me, shall we crack on with this week's episode? Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to the SEO Mindset Podcast, where your hosts are myself, Sarah McDowell, and my ever so delightful friend, that is, of course, Tasmin Sullivan. We are back for another season. We are back with season 14. Can you believe it? 13 seasons in the bag, and we're back for our 14th. I can't quite believe I'm saying that. And I am so excited because this season, as ever, we have got some cracking topics lined up for you. We have some cracking guests, and yes, it's just going to be a wonderful season, like all of our seasons. Now, this week, me and Tasmin are talking about the importance of taking a break, switching off. Now, this has come around because I have just come back from exploring Crete for a week, and it was fabulous. Didn't think about work, didn't think about SEO. Shock horror, I didn't think about the podcast. I switched off and had a wonderful time with my fiance, exploring, not having any pressure, doing whatever we want. And do you know what? I have come back so refreshed, recharged, re-energized. So we talk about the importance of doing this. We talk about common reasons why we don't, all those excuses that we make, right? And of course, we give practical tips and advice like we do with all of our episodes about how you can have that confidence to go and book your holiday. Now, before we crack on with this week's episode, just a reminder about how you can support us. If you like what me and Tasmin are doing, why not give us a one-off donation? We are set up on Buy Me A Coffee, a link in the show notes to give us a one-off donation on Buy Me A Coffee. We'd be ever so grateful. Massive shout out to everyone who has already done that. But of course, putting a podcast together, we love it. We love doing it. It does take time, energy, resource, money. So that would be lovely if you can give us a one-off donation. And the other thing is to subscribe to our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. So there will be a link in the show notes to do that. And make sure to give us some love. Give us a review. Give us a rating. Tell us why you like us. Right. Are you ready for this week's episodes? Actually, are you ready for the first episode of season 14? Of course you are. Let's get cracking. Hello, Tasmin.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Well, my big question to you, are you surviving the intense heat that we are experiencing right now?
I'm struggling, especially at night time. But I have a technique. I don't know if I've shared this with you. A frozen hot water bottle.
Oh, so the opposite.
Yeah, just fill it up, put it in the freezer at night time. Initially, put it in a towel because it's very cold. And then as the night wears on and it defrosts a bit, you can take it out the towel. But yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to. One of the first nights I was tossing and turning, and then I sort of leaned into it and thought, oh, crikey, what's that?
It sort of shocked you awake, like, oh my God, there's something really, really cold. What's going on?
Exactly. It woke me up. But we don't get weather like this often, so I'm not going to complain about it. But yes, I have had to do things like freeze hot water bottles and keep hydrated and all of that good stuff.
So I'm managing okay, I think. Obviously, yeah, it's always, it is because the UK, because we're not prepared for this heat. We don't know how to deal with it, right?
No.
What is quite interesting is some of my friends are starting to get aircon in their houses now. That's a thing. But I more feel sorry for Benny the dog. He doesn't know what's going on. Benny the dog is a fair weather kind of dog. If it's too hot, he doesn't like it. If it's too cold, he doesn't like it. If it's too rainy, he doesn't like it. He's a bit of a prince, so he is not happy. He does not know what to do with himself, bless him. But we have a cool jacket for him. So basically, similar to your ice hot water bottle, there's this cool jacket that we run under cold water and then we put it on him, and that seems to help him out a bit there. But it's always funny because he also doesn't like to be wet, but obviously the cool jacket has to be wet for it to work. So it's so funny because he fights with us when we're trying to put it on, but then you can tell when he's got it on, he's like, oh, this is so nice and cool.
So Husnain and I are going to watch the cricket, his birthday present, and we will be there on Saturday, and temperatures are going to be like 32 degrees. Be there from 10:30 till about 6:30, and I was thinking, how am I going to stay cool? So any advice from anyone, send
it. Do you want to borrow Benny the dog's cool jacket?
I was thinking of, you know, those cool packs that you put on when you're injured, if I could like stick them onto the inside of my top or something, or my dress. But anyway, I'm sure it'd be fine.
I mean, I'm sure it'd be fine. Right, Tasmin.
Yes.
I imagine the question that's on the tip of your tongue is, what are we talking about? Because I'm in charge of this episode, so you're probably thinking, what have you got planned for us?
I have full faith in you. I'm just sat here ready to go on any path that you take me down.
Oh, gosh, you might regret saying that. Tasmin, giving me
what are we talking about?
So today we are talking about the importance of taking a break, the importance of stepping away, switching off the laptop, not thinking about work, not thinking about projects, not thinking about SEO, and switching off. And the reason why we're talking about this is I recently came back from holiday and we had a wonderful time. So me and Tash went to Crete. If you haven't been to Crete, 100% recommend. Lovely place to visit, wonderful people, wonderful culture, wonderful food. We had a lovely time. But I didn't realise how much I needed that holiday. Lordy, lordy. Coming back, I feel so refreshed, recharged, came back with creativity, came back with ideas. And it's just done me so good for lots of different reasons. And we'll go on to that later. But it was good for me to take a break anyway, just for my personal well-being, my relationship with Tash, and to have fun and not take life seriously. But it's also helped me. I think it's really important to take a step out of work and take a step out of me being an SEO consultant, me being a business owner, me being a podcast consultant, whatever that is. It's done me the world of good. So my question to you, Tasmin, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, when was the last time that you took a break and it was a proper break where for a week or a few days you switched off?
Gosh. So I've travelled a fair bit this year, but I'm just thinking back. All of the trips I've done this year, laptop has been either with me or I've had access to my phone and therefore been looking at emails, last year as well. I can't even remember. Maybe it was when we were... I can't remember. Maybe 3 years ago?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You are need... It's your homework after recording. Sit down with Hussein. Book a holiday. Doesn't even have to be long. Even if it's a long weekend. Even if it's like whatever it is. It was... Don't get me wrong. So I'm feeling a bit smug right now because I'm like, oh, Tasman hasn't taken a holiday, but I have. But I will caveat that this was... So I've been freelancing for over a year. Yeah, it's over a year and a few months now. And it was the first time that I took a break away and the out of office was on. I didn't take my laptop. I didn't look at any emails. I didn't, any messages, nothing. And don't get me wrong, I was a little nervous because, I mean, I don't know whether it's a little bit different when you are employed and you're compared to running your own business or you're freelancing. I don't know. I get that there's always going to be worries stepping away from anything because everyone's got their own commitments, their own clients, their own projects. It's scary to step away from SEO for a week, isn't it? Because anything can happen in a week in SEO. Anything can happen in a day.
It usually does.
It usually does. So I was a little bit worried about coming back. But do you know what? I will share later on tips about how to successfully take a break and do it in a successful way. But because I prepared and I planned, I didn't come back to any firefighting. Do you know what I mean? So there's a way that you can do it. And it's just done me so good. I don't know whether I seem a little bit different.
You do. Like, you do.
Since coming back. I don't know.
You do. And the conversation we were having yesterday about our various plans. But actually, I do remember the last time I went. It was 2 years ago, but I'm not sure I'm going to count that as a holiday. So it was when I went for pilgrimage. It was a couple of weeks away. I told you, let's pre-record. I didn't have to worry about the podcast. All of the client stuff was... So there was nothing to do. And while I was there, I absolutely was not thinking about work, but it wasn't chill. You know, there was... It was a, you know, it's a pilgrimage. It's not meant to be a breeze. So, yes, I definitely feel like I just
and
should
do you
go
know
away.
What? It is very important to put time aside for things like that that really matter to you, that have that importance. But equally as important is taking a break where you can just enjoy wherever you're going to explore. I could enjoy being away with my fiance. We could work on our relationship. We could just spend time with each other. We could have fun. We could be playful. And we did set one alarm. We did set one alarm, but that's because we organized a day trip and we had to be in certain places at certain times. Mm. But what was really lovely was there was no expectations of us. We could eat when we wanted to. We could get up when we wanted to. We could go to sleep when we wanted to. Everything was done at such a slow down rate. Mm-hmm. And something that was really quickly evident was I did a lot of reading because you've got more time to do a lot of reading. But also I found that I was coming up with loads of different ideas and creativity was popping in my brain. There were so many times when I was in the shower and I would be like running out, being like, oh, I need to jot this down sort of thing. So, yeah. And what I want to do now is, so obviously we've sort of touched on why we need to take a break, and I've touched on my personal experience, and Tasman has been very brave and come clean And we all need to make sure that Tasman books a holiday very soon. But what I want to do for the remainder of this episode is, so before the break, I just want to talk about main mental and physical benefits of taking a break. And then when we come back from the break, I want to talk about why people struggle to switch off, like common reasons why we give those excuses of why we can't, and we'll share our experiences of that. I'm going to share tips on how to actually switch off, and then we can have some reflection. Does that sound good?
It does sound good.
So, Tasman, do you want to know what I'm thinking of when I'm thinking mental and physical benefits of taking time off?
Go on, tell me.
So, I mean, I just love it one time if you were like, no, Sarah, couldn't care less. Don't tell me.
Whatever.
So you're, first things first, you're giving your brain time to switch off and reset.
Yes.
And this is really important because I've already said and already touched upon it helps with creativity, but it enables you to be better at improving memory. So actually giving your brain a chance to pause, reset, you're kind of giving it a bit of a rejig. You're kind of giving it a bit of a time to sort of step back and have a breather. It can massively help with reducing stress and anxiety, and because adulting is hard. Having a job is hard. SEO is hard. So if you can do things that are going to eliminate that stress and help you zen and calm down, it won't just affect your stress and anxiety, but you'll get better sleep. You'll be improving your own immune system. You'll be able to sort of take a step back from stressful situations that are happening and maybe have a different viewpoint on it. So I feel like you might want to weigh in on this one because your face was saying a lot of things there.
All right, so question. I accept I should take a holiday and a proper holiday and wind down and do all of that good stuff. And I totally agree with you about the creativity thing and time to read and all of that good stuff. I've had more years practice adulting than you have.
And okay.
I think I'm pretty good at it. Not much phases me. And I think also, yes, I work and yes, we do the podcast, but my diary isn't jam-filled. I'm not burning the candle at both ends. I've got pretty relaxed life. I'm pretty zen. In fact, I think in the SEO world, some people call me the Zen Queen, Amina.
They definitely do.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Seeing that I've not been on holiday for like a gazillion years, chill.
You are pretty chill. So what is your question here?
You does saying, it I mean I don't need a holiday?
You still do need a holiday because it's not just about, so yes, you are very zen and it's good that you don't jam pack your calendar and your diary. But you're still not having proper time off. So a week off from not having to think about anything proper gives you your chance for your brain to reset, to work on other things. So you can't get out of it, Tasman. I agree that you are zen, but there's other things as well. Like,
I get just, it. I'm just giving you a hard time. Disruptive, Tasman, today.
I like it. But what's more important as well is there is more to work than SEO. There is more to work than life. Sorry, there is more to work
more
than work. Sorry, there's more, to, more life
to life
than work.
SEO,
yes. And me going away for that whole week enabled me to have work and put time and effort into my relationship with Tash. I'm going all over the place here. Still in holiday brain. But yeah, like that was really good time for me and Tash just to like spend time with each other and have fun, but also spend time with me. So something that we bang on about time and time again is the more self-aware you are of yourself, the better you're going to be in work, in SEO, in relationships, right? And sometimes if you're keeping yourself too busy and you're working on projects, you're working on clients, you've got all these things going on, you don't have the time to sit with yourself and understand the different thoughts that come into your brain, understand what you like to do when you take away work and all the pressures and everything like that. How does Sarah like to relax? How does she... Do you know what I mean? So it's not just about the people that you're going away with. It's also about spending time with yourself. And also, another thing is I tried my best to learn Greek. So certain phrases, certain words. So I made sure that I learned the basics of hello, goodbye, water, thank you, all of that. And there's so much research that goes into, it's so good for your brain if you learn another language or you learn another musical instrument. I didn't take an instrument on holiday with me, unfortunately. But taking yourself away from work and your other priorities and your other stresses allow, and if you're in another country, you get to try and learn another language that is really good. You get to learn about another culture. So something that was really fun was one night me and Tasman went for a authentic
you and fashion.
Gonna start rumors on this podcast, Tasman. It's because you're my podcast other half and Tash is my other half of the half.
Oh, Tash, if you're listening to this, she's gone mad.
I've gone mad. But me and Tash had a night of learning about another culture, learning about like how like Greek dancing, Cretan dancing, Cretan food, what is traditional and stuff. So yeah, have I sold it to you?
Do you know what, I was just being disruptive. The thing that I love going away on, when I go away on holiday, I love going to a nice hotel where I don't have to make the bed. I think it's those responsibilities. So there's the work responsibility, there's the home responsibility. I don't have to, and we have a big family that comes and goes, but if we go away, I don't have all of that and I can just be. So I completely get what you're saying. One of the things that you mentioned was reading, and my reading has diminished this year, definitely diminished. And the other day I was thinking, so my sister lives in a beautiful, beautiful house in Guildford, and she's going away for 2 weeks. And part of me even thought, should I just go and stay at her house just with my books and nothing else and have like a reading week, you know, like you used to do.
I love that idea.
She doesn't know this yet. I just said it out loud here and she's got no clue. Bless her. But yeah, that creativity, because you need space, right? You need space to think, you need space to explore. And you mentioned sleep. Now, I'm not a sleep expert, but I read somewhere that when your brain gets a good night's sleep, it's mending itself. It's almost like it's having a wash. So you didn't need to sell it to me. I was just being...
And I love it. You're being disruptive, as you said. I love it. Disruptive Tasman. But also, your physic, something that I find as well is because I'm physically not in the UK, it's easier for me to switch off as well. Like I'm not easily available. I'm not easily accessible. I'm not easily read. Like, do you know what I mean? And also because people know I'm on holiday, there is that I'm not going to bother you. Or if something comes up, it can wait till it comes, till you get back from holiday. So yeah, like if I just really hope that if any of our listeners are like, it's been a while, I keep coming up with excuses, I've been on holiday, but I've always taken my laptop or I've had access to my emails. I really hope it's getting them to be like, oh, yes. And I'm going to take us into a short break because in part two, we're going to help people make the step and book that holiday because we're going to talk about common reasons why we struggle to switch off and why we don't do it. And then I'm going to give you some tips as well. So should we take that short break and then come back with part two?
Let's do that and I'll try and come back better behaved.
Please do. You probably already recognise this voice, but Sarah here. Are you enjoying what me and Tasmin are doing and fancy supporting the podcast? Well, it just so happens that you can. Now, for the same price as a Starbucks, Costa, or your favourite coffee shop coffee, you can give us a one-off tip or a monthly donation. If you fancy doing that, follow the link in the show notes. Why not also help us share the podcast? Get the word out there. Share us with your friends, colleagues, family, anyone who you think would benefit from our podcast.
Hi, Tasmin here. Are you looking to take your career to the next level? Be more visible, earn more, but also take care of your well-being and have work-life harmony? Well, I can help you because I'm offering you a free 30-minute consultancy call. Together, we can go through where you want to be and how to get there. Simply click in the link on the link in the show notes, fill in a form, and I'll get back to you.
Good to hear. Good to hear. So, as I said before the break, let's talk about common barriers, common reasons, excuses that people have and why they can't step away or why they can't book that holiday. And I think this is applicable for anyone who works in SEO, but also, well, in any job as well, really. But this is going to be applicable for if you're a freelancer, if you run a business, if you're a business owner, or you're employed. So I think everyone will be able to relate to some things that we're saying. Tasmin, please do weigh in, give me your thoughts and opinions as long as they are well behaved. So a big one is that guilt. Yeah. And if you are a people pleaser or if you have been taught about putting other people first or not letting people down, you can have this guilt about stepping away. And there's going to be lots of different reasons personally for you, or maybe you feel that you are indispensable. You can't possibly step away because who's going to plug that gap? If I don't take my laptop or I don't have access to my emails, who is going to be that person if you feel indispensable? So there's those kind of feelings that I've definitely struggled with as well.
I don't feel those things.
Oh.
For me, no. I think as you get older, you feel less guilt. You just, that people pleasing. It's not that I don't like being helpful, don't like hosting, but that's not the thing. I think I know what it is, but I'm going to let you carry on. And when you say the thing, I'll weigh in.
Okay. I might not say the thing and you'll bring something new and a fresh perspective. But yes, there's also this unhealthy, and we've talked about this a couple of times on the podcast, but this hustle culture, the pressure to always be on, the pressure to be always working towards your goals, and you need to be always on, you need to always be accepting opportunities that come your way, you need to be there, you need to be present for whatever may come your way. So there's that sort of issue that I've again struggled with as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, what if in that 1 week that I'm away, my dream speaking gig comes and I've only got that week to reply? We've all got that, haven't we? The fear of missing out on opportunities.
I think mine's similar, but not quite like that. So it's not, oh no, I have to keep on working because if I don't keep on working, I might miss that thing. I grew up in a family where we worked hard. I saw my grandfather work hard, my father work hard. I put a post on LinkedIn the other week saying, and it was a picture of me when I was in my nursery class. And I said, even at four, I was doing double shifts because in Tanzania, you could either go to nursery in the morning or in the afternoon. So guess what my parents did? Send her to both because... what's she going to do if she's at home? Heaven forbid, play. So I don't think there was an emphasis on play and downtime and relaxing. You worked. You didn't work like, I remember my grandfather, he would come home for lunch. He would come home at 6:30 or 5:30 or whatever it was. So it wasn't crazy hours. But that longevity, it just carried on and on and on. And I think I grew up that. So even when I was 10, I'd go to school, come back, 4:45. At 4 o'clock, I had to sit down at the table and work until 6. I was 10 years old. I was never being set homework by school. This was homework that my parents set me. Write a newspaper article on this. Practice these spellings, do these pages of sums. And the crazy thing was, there was nobody at home to check on me. I could have turned the telly on, but I didn't. I worked diligently from 4 to 6. Bedtime was really early. I was only allowed half an hour of TV. So you could, and Charlie's Angels was my favorite. So I either watched the first half and had to make up the second, or watch the second half and make up the first. So I don't think I grew up in an environment where rest, play, hobbies were encouraged. So I now just carry on. And it just happens that I love what I'm doing and I don't do a huge amount of it. But I would say, yeah, I do a bit of gardening and cooking, but I've fallen short on this for sure. I have. You've really called me out this week.
I feel a bit bad, but I can definitely relate to that work ethic because you hear it time and time again, don't you? Like, they're such a hard grafter. They've got such a good work ethic. You can tell that they're driven and they're ambitious and they want to achieve their goals. And whilst it is important for all of those things, it's not an either or. You need both. So yes, you be driven, you can be ambition, I suppose. have a good work discipline and have a good work ethic, but as important, even more important, is being kind to yourself and switching off. Have a hobby, like being able to have a couple of days of relaxation, have a couple of days of swimming, like play in. So me and Tash usually get a bat and ball that we play in the sea, or like, it's really hard because I relate to this so much. And like, yeah, it's instilled in us to be successful. But I think people have that and they think, it's an either or, like I can't switch off, I can't do this thing because I have to be driven, when in actual fact, you have to have both and you need more of the switching off. That is more important. Otherwise, you're going to burn out, you're going to stress out and all of this stuff. Another one that's related to missing out on opportunities and work ethic is the idea that if you take a week off, you'll fall behind. Mm-hmm. And you'll come back to a massive list of things that you need to do. So that's another one that I've used that as an excuse before, like, I can't not do this one thing, otherwise that's another thing that I have to do when I come back off holiday. And other bits before we get into tips on how to switch off is lack of boundaries. So not having strict boundaries in place and unreasonable expectations that you either put on yourself or your clients or your work put on yourself, which are massive red flags anyway that you should be aware of.
Shall I tell you a funny story?
Please do.
The first time Hussein and I went on holiday was Istanbul, and he's a very relaxed person. There are 73 things to see in this city, so let's see all of them. And then I create this itinerary where it's all timetabled. I mean, I exaggerate, but you get the gist. Anyway, so we went to see place number one and place number two. And then he said, shall we sit down and have coffee and some baklava? And I thought, it's on the list. And I thought, okay, let's sit down and have some coffee and baklava. Then we went to see number three, number four, and then he said it again. Should we sit down and have another coffee? And if we keep on having these coffees, we're not going to get through these things. And I've learned that you don't have to see all of the things. You can see a few of the things, but the coffee and the baklava is also part of holiday.
Ah, I love that, because when I've been on holiday and you're like, wow, we're only here once, we might not come back, we need to see everything. But then how, that's just unrealistic, isn't it? And like you said, sitting down and enjoying the atmosphere with a coffee and baka, what's that sweet called again?
Baklava.
I've had one of them. They are they are tasty and they are nice.
Very yummy.
Very, very yummy. Right, Tasmin, we are rapidly running out of time. But so we've talked about the importance. We've given our own experiences. We've talked about common excuses, reasons why we don't. I would love to wrap up and finish and give our listeners practical tips, so things that they can do to implement to help them switch off and do it in a way that's not going to cause stress and help them to actually make the most of it. So first things first, plan. Planning is your friend. So plan ahead. Make sure that you know when you're going on holiday. And the more time that you've got to plan, so if you've got like a few months, that's ideal, but just get ahead of yourself. So you know when you want to take the holiday and have a plan and make sure, okay, what is the jobs that I need to do before I go away? Who do I need to tell? Who do I need to communicate? And communication with your clients is very, very important too. So that would be my second tip. So over communicate with your clients, with your team members, with people that you work on projects. Over communicate, remind them, I'm going on holiday. This is when I'm going on holiday. Reminder, oh, I'll be away next week. Make sure it is crystal clear that you're going away, because if you've got decent clients, team members, bosses, if they know and you've communicated, it won't be an issue. It's only an issue when you've not been clear and crystal and communicated. If there is an issue, that is a red flag that we need to talk about on another podcast, because everyone needs a break. So as long as you communicate, leave your laptop behind. It was tricky for me, but I left it behind because I knew that if I didn't leave it behind, the temptation would be there and I'd be you could take it a step further and pause work notifications on your phone, disable Slack, Teams, whatever it is, put an out of office, get your out of office sorted as well. So obviously, if you've communicated with all your clients, your team, your bosses, anyone that you work with, then they'll know anyway. But if these opportunities come in and they see you're out of office, then again, you're communicating that the reason they're not getting a response from you is because you're away on holiday. So time and time again, where there's been an issue, or when someone gets rattled, or when someone gets a bit like frustrated about not hearing, it's because they haven't been communicated. So if you've got an out of office, they know, oh, Sarah's away right now. She will respond when she gets back from holiday. And then another big tip is put in some buffer days. So what I did was, we went on holiday Thursday to Thursday, and I used the Friday that we came back as a buffer day. So I communicated with clients, I'm officially back on Monday. Back on Monday, because then that gave me Friday a buffer day to go through emails, go through messages, catch up on things, send invoices, anything that I needed to do. So those are my sort of big tips that make sure you get ahead. So the biggest thing, and I'm going to go back to what I earlier said, plan. Planning is your friend. Make sure that you have got a plan for things that need to happen when you're away. How are you going to handle that? Getting a bit of ahead of yourself. So if you have to schedule something every week, can you get ahead of yourself and can you schedule it for even the week after you come back in case, I don't know, there's some reason you can't fly back or anything like that? If you're a freelancer, is there someone else that you can lean on? Can you bring someone else in? Is there someone in your team if you're employed? Things like that. So those are my big tips. Do you think I've missed anything? Or
so you've talked about the things where you're going on holiday and you're going to plan and notify and communicate, and it's all about you and the external. I think there's also part of a tip for the inner. So to shift your mindset. This isn't a week that you're losing. This is a week that you're gaining. You're gaining clarity. You're gaining ideas. You're gaining, you're replenishing, you're recharging. I think for me, that's probably a bigger one. So as you've been talking, I was thinking, I went to Doha. I also went to Rome. But all of these times I either had my laptop or I had my phone with access to LinkedIn and I was working. So it's that mindset rather than the practicalities that I think is going to be more useful for me.
Yeah, and it's okay. And another inner thing is, don't get frustrated at yourself if you can't switch off straight away. Do you know what I mean? Like, of course, if you have, and I struggled a little bit with this. So before I went on holiday, because it was the first time taking a step away, I was nervous, I was working, and I was probably adding a bit more stress than I needed to. So of course, when you go from working until 6 p.m. on that Wednesday, and then I'm going on holiday on the Thursday, it can be a bit like, whew, like, how do you switch your mindset? Make sure that you are checking in with yourself, and it's okay if it takes you a while to like switch off, but get really familiar with when you are, so I'm just visualizing myself lying by the beach or by the pool, and you might listen to music, you might be reading, you might be listening to a podcast, so your brain's going to be thinking about that anyway. But if you're like, actually, no, I just want to be in the moment, I just want to lie and sit with my thoughts, work thoughts, SEO thoughts, these will come into your mind. And it's about being aware and noticing when those thoughts come into your brain and being like, oh, that's a work thought. Does that work thought need to be in my mind? No, it doesn't. Thank you for coming into my brain. I am now going to let you go. And the more that you let go of these work thoughts, the more that you'll be like, oh, actually, I can hear a bird. Oh, actually, I can hear the sea. And you can be in the now. You can be in the present. Yeah. So there's lots of ways. But my main thing is, it is going to take a bit of practice switching your mindset. And you could also, so the day before you go away on holiday, you could set a buffer day. So you can, before you go away. Yeah. So what I could have done is on the Wednesday, I could have stopped work on the Tuesday, and the Wednesday was my, okay, I'm easing into my holiday.
Yeah, get, or you could have,
or you could have like a, me and Tash could have had a rule, right? Like if anyone says anything about work, they have to buy the ice creams or make a bit of fun. Like, but the main thing is, it is hard to switch off. So just be mindful of that and work on that and be like, no, I'm in Crete. I am enjoying listening to the sea. That is what I'm doing right now.
Like guided meditation into holiday zone. Well, lots of tips there. I'm going to go off and get somebody else's credit card and book a holiday now. We are going to Italy. We're going to Italy for 4 days in September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no laptop, Tasmin.
No.
Can you promise to me and our listeners that you are not going to take your laptop to Italy?
No, I cannot do that for this instance because, so it's a cycling holiday. His name's going with his cycling buddies and I'm going with the wives. And part of me thought, oh, it's September. I can sit down and do my strategy for 4:15. So, and we've got so much luggage allowance. I thought, right, I'm going to take my tripod and do some content creation. But I will book a holiday, which will be a non-laptop holiday. I can't promise that it's going to be Italy. Anyway, I'm just going to remind you, Sarah, that we are drastically running out of time. I think we should end this episode.
Okay. Okay, so my quick question. Yeah. What is your main takeaway? Would you say?
I need a holiday. I should have a holiday. I don't need a holiday. I should have a holiday, even though I feel fine. I feel zen. I'm happy. Every day is filled with joy. I'm not stressed. I'm not feeling desperate to leave this life because actually I've worked really hard to make this life as holiday-like as it possibly can be. And it is very much like every day is a holiday, but I appreciate the benefits of switching off and giving your brain time to rest and being creative and writing and reading. I get all of that.
It's essential as well. That's my main takeaway. It is essential. It is not a nice to have. It's not selfish. It's not any of this thing. It's essential for your brain, for you to switch off. We are not just put on this earth to do SEO, people. We're not just put on this earth to do work, to do campaigns, to do podcasting. There is more to life, folks.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
That is us. So a reminder, if you enjoy what me and Tasmin do with the podcast, there are loads of different ways that you can support us. One being we're set up on Buy Me a Coffee, which allows
you I can use the money to buy a holiday.
We're funding Tasmin's holiday.
No, it does not go to funding my holiday. It goes to fund all sorts of less exciting things.
So if you want to give us a one-off donation, we'd be very appreciative, and a big thank you to everyone who does that. But of course, running a podcast takes time, it takes money, it takes effort, it takes resource, and we love doing it. But if you feel able to give us a donation, we'd be very appreciative. And also, share our episodes from the rooftop. Share our podcast with your friends, loved ones, colleagues, anyone and everyone, your neighbour, Aunt Mary. Don't know who Aunt Mary is. Uncle Todd. Don't know who Uncle Todd is. share. Get our podcast out there. And yes, that is us for another week. We will be back next Thursday because, of course, episodes go out every Thursday. And thank you very much for tuning in.
Take care, everybody.